Shalom and good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. Today's morning devotion taken from Romans chapter 8, verse 29. For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, is there still a place for us for a true and holy living in our days, especially in this difficult time? Is there still a place for a true and holy living? Friends, Jesus wasn't telling us to live in sin and not worry about God's word. He said just the opposite. Instead, He shows us that fulfilling God's law goes beyond external adherence. It is more than looking the part, or it is more than taking the part in our ritual religion as Christians. It is more than that. It is more than going to the church. It is more than, for example, fasting. It is more than that. To follow Jesus is to seek God, to seek His will, to seek His guidance, to seek His approval rather than man's approval. Friends, to be more righteous than a Pharisee means being in Christ. And to be in Christ means that you are being made like Him by the power of the Holy Spirit. As in Romans chapter 8, verse 29, we are predestined to be confirmed only to the image of His Son. That is our focus. That is our destiny. That is our purpose as Christians, as believers, as God's children. And Jesus Christ be our firstborn among us as God's brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters in Christ, for this whole day, let us focus. Let us focus ourselves to live a life in a true and holy living. Let us live holy and acceptable to Christ in this whole day. And let us ask God's guidance and strength and power so that every one of us, every time we have, every hours we have, we can live in a true and holy living. Brothers and sisters in Christ, let us focus our life for today. Once again, who are you living for? And we will answer, we will live only for Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, we want to thank you for every blessing you have given to us. Lord, in this whole day, Lord, we want to claim our longing to know you more. And we want to look to your word, to your guidance, and listen to your Holy Spirit only. Lord, as we are going to do all our activities in this whole day, strengthen us, help us, teach us. Help us this day with your guidance, with your spirit, and to have a holy and true living so that our life of today acceptable to you for your glory. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. I really want to surrender this whole day into your hands. Bless each one of us, Father. Bless us, Father. And make us be a blessing, Lord, and a glory for your name. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we pray. Amen. Friends, remember this. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and obey it. I am Reverend Persoran Manulang. Thank you and Shalom.